This is Dr. Mejia, stand for the patient Nelson Alvarado, medical records 161920. Date of birth, it's at 8-2-1963. Physician Dr. Leslie Garcia. Procedure performed, EGDN colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, coast nepolepectomy, as well as biopsies, as well as tattoo placement. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, diffuse gastric wall enlargement of the cardia and body of the stomach with mass formation, period. Number 2, diffuse gastritis. Number 3, internal hemorrhage. Next number, diverticulosis coli. Next number, multiple colon polyps in the colon, period. There is a nodule also in the cecum, possibly consistent with inverted appendix. There's a polyp biopsy taken, period, not removed, period. Deformation, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD cecum for the colonoscopy, complication on immediate medication, aspirin, morphine, anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 12 minutes, Boston Preparation Score of 7. Two in the right colon, two in the transverse colon, three in the left colon, period. Operative procedures per double template, period. Findings, otopharynx, apianoma, period, paragraph esophagus, apianoma, period. In the stomach, there's diffuse enlargement of the gastric walls of the stomach, cardia, and body of the stomach. This is with mass apparent, period. Multiple biopsies were taken, period. There's diffuse erythema of the antrum of the stomach, biopsies taken, large pylori, period, paragraph, duodenum D1, D2, apianoma, period. Colonoscopy findings, anorectomy, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. In the rectum, there's a diminutive ball of 3 to 4 millimeters, coast nepolepectomy performed, period, paragraph. In the sigmoid descending colon, there's cardioverticulosis present, period. In the sigmoid colon, there's a cis polyp 3 to 4 millimeters, coast nepolepectomy performed, period, paragraph. Descending colon, small polyp about 3 to 4 millimeters, mobile coast nepolepectomy, period, paragraph. In the spelling flexure, 2 polyps were removed, cis 5 millimeters, coast nepolepectomy performed, period, paragraph. This is a transverse colon, small polyp about 3 to 4 millimeters times 2, removed by coast nepolepectomy, period, paragraph. In the mid-transverse colon, there's 2 cis polyps about 6 to 8 millimeters in size, both removed by coast nepolepectomy, period, paragraph. Also in the mid-transverse colon, there's a flat polyp about 1 to 2 centimeters in size, not removed today. Biopsies were taken, period. Tattoos were placed proximal to distal to the polyp, period. In the proximal transverse colon, cis polyp 5 millimeters removed by coast nepolepectomy, period, paragraph. Hepatic flexure, there's a small polyp about 5 millimeters, coast nepolepectomy performed, period, paragraph. Ascending colon, appear normal, period. In the cecum, there is a small nodule about 1 centimeter in size. This nodule appears smooth. Mucosa seems similar to the normal mucosa of the colon, period. Biopsies were taken, period. Not removed, period. This is possible an inverted appendix, period. Paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2, anti-inflammations. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, patient will need an endoscopic ultrasound of the stomach. If malignancy confirmed, patient might be referred to endoscopy, I think, for oncology and possibly surgery if necessary. Patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 6 months. He will be referred also for CARES, C-A-R-E-S, for endoscopic mucosal resection of the transverse colon polyp not removed today, period. Patient is to follow up in geopsy in 3 to 4 weeks, period, end of dictation.